battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final half hour, final segments of hour number three on this Tuesday, December 10th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, those tags are in for the podcast. You can listen on demand anytime. Just go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcasts. Every half hour is there in reverse chronological order, meaning this last half hour, today's show, will be at the top of the list. The first half hour from 9 to 9:30 today will be at the bottom, the sixth one down. So last half hour at the top, first half hour at the bottom, every 6 hours for today's show. Some other bills that caught my eye that they're working on here in the lame duck session. Sexual abuse survivor has spent 4 years working on productivity credits. Priscilla Bordeo was 12 years old when her father started sexually abusing her. As a teenager, she lied to the judge about his actions due to pressure she was getting from within her own household. Well, now in her 30s, Bordeo doesn't excuse those actions, but does believe rehabilitation can end cycles of crime. As an adult, I really wanted to know, how did he go from being the person who helped me with my homework, came to all of my sporting events, really believed in kids, and then all of a sudden started sexually abusing us in our own home. Later, I found out that my grandfather had raped his children, a large number of his family members, one of them being my dad, who then repeated the cycle. She said she's been affected by the criminal justice system, both as a victim and as a family member of inmates. She grew up in Lansing. She was in a home of 14 siblings. She remembers multiple uncles and even her grandfather being arrested for drugs. The FBI actually came and raided the family's home when she was 5 years old. And she accompanied her father during prison visits to his brothers and his father when he went to prison to see them. Additionally, she discovered as an adult that her mother was a sexually abused survivor as well. Well, now as an adult, Bordeo is the Michigan statewide manager of Crime Survivors for Safety and Justice Network. For more than 4 years, she's been involved in workshopping productivity credits legislation. These bills would offer certain inmates possible prison sentence reductions in exchange for them participating in educational or skilled trades training programs while incarcerated. As a result of her efforts, Senate bills 861, 862, 863, and 864 have been written that would provide credits to limited number of inmates sentenced after these programs become effective. an inmate could have no more than 20% of their minimum sentence brought down and sentence reductions to be analyzed and considered by the Michigan Parole Board. The parole board right now is expected to consider crime victims' information when determining if a prisoner should be granted parole or not. Credits would also not be available to inmates serving life without parole sentences, as well as those convicted for first or second degree murder, various human trafficking crimes, and individual convictions under the Michigan Sex Offenders Registration Act. Previous headlines said that they were passing legislation to allow convicted people life sentences, if you had been in prison for 20 years, to be allowed to go out into the general public. That was false reporting. I talked about it on the show, I believe, yesterday or Friday. No, it was yesterday's show. That was not true. The 20 number came from 20% of their maximum sentence to be brought down regarding these bills. So it was a story that was reported that I talked about yesterday, not accurate. That's why I wanted to talk about this actual story, these bills. For example, Bordeaux's father would not be eligible for productivity credits if he was convicted for sexually abusing her years ago. She used her own personal experience to connect with other crime survivors. A coalition of survivors for these productivity credits were being assembled. Bordeaux illustrated how 5 to 10 victims would meet in a particular city. She held these meetings in Lansing, Grand Rapids, Flint, Kalamazoo, Detroit, and Pontiac. While the legislation was being drafted, she noted that they held Zoom meetings where up to 100 people from the survivor and victim community participated. Meanwhile, as the bills were being moved out of the Senate Civil Rights, Judiciary, and Public Safety Committees on December 3rd, Bordeaux was part of the texting thread of 17 crime victims that were backing and monitoring the Senate bills 861, 62, 63, and 864. They want people to come out better than when they went into prison, she said. The people we're talking about today are people that are going to come back into our communities no matter what, because they are not serving lifetime sentences. Again, that story on Monday yesterday was wrong. She explained the legislation offers victims notification whether someone could be eligible for these credits ahead of their sentencing and how much could be trimmed off of the minimum prison time. She added that they will have continued ability to be able to submit a victim impact statement to the parole board. It's basically where the victims tell the parole board how their life has been affected by the crimes that these prisoners created for them. The individuals granted these credits will still have to go before the parole board, Bordeaux said. They could go through every evidence-based program available, and the parole board can still decide, thank you for doing all of this. We're glad you're working on it, but we want you to finish 2 more years before we reconsider your release. The question then that they'll have to ask, how do you want the outcome to come out? If they're going to come out anyway, we want them to be productive, Bordeaux said. Bottom line, she believes that these bills will deliver a peace of mind, quote unquote, to survivors, that a prisoner was spending their sentencing rehabilitating themselves, focusing on skills and education programs. Meanwhile, outside a facility, she anticipates they will be more concentrated on then deploying their skills they learned instead of trying to return back into the prison system. Based on a national report, Crime Survivors Speak Out of 2024, 1,200 respondents, with 401 of them being victims of violence within the last decade. 61% of the victims, which is basically 3 out of 5, preferred policies authorizing correction officers to be able to provide earned credits towards reducing, lowering the prison time based on education, job training, and behavioral therapy programs. Such credit systems were preferred over truth in sentencing policies. Well, one of the Republicans and sponsors, Senator Ed McBroom of the 38th, State Senator Roger Victory of Hudsonville, and Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt expressed concerns with how the Democrats were jamming through and attempting to jam through some criminal justice bills in this lame duck session. Allowing early release of violent felons from prison, trying to go around the truth in sentencing laws in Michigan. I think this election wasn't just about inflation or the cost of things. It was also about law and order. It's about public safety. And at the end of the day, what the far left Democratic Party is trying to push through to open up our prison systems and to let some of our most violent felons out early, I think is wrong. However, Republicans can't do anything about it. So, get clarification. This was not, as I reported yesterday's story, this was not for lifetime convicted felons with no chance of parole. This package of bills does not apply to them. So that story was incorrect. I wanted to put out that retraction. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of these stories I'm following on bills they're passing in the lame duck session. The committee set up to hear House Bills 6234, 6235, 6002, 6003, 6004, 6005, and 6022. Are set to take up these hearings today. The Keep My Kids Tobacco Free Alliance is slated to testify on the package of these bills that would basically eliminate tobacco products that are targeted towards young people. Vaping products and others, flavored cigarettes with products like cotton candy and bubblegum e-cigarettes. Well, the time is now for Michigan lawmakers to stand up for Michigan kids per a press release from the organization. However, another group, the National Association of Black Law Enforcement Officers, is calling on House Families, Children, and Seniors Committee to block package of these bills, which would ban flavored tobacco products, even menthol-flavored cigarettes. Why? Because these bills will cause the police to have more negative interactions with the general public. For example, the consequences, especially in communities of color, it would then become a policing issue and would increase potential for adverse interactions, quote unquote, between law enforcement and people of color. This is a police tactic that will unfortunately target individuals whose only crime is their choice of a cigarette. A ban would presumably provide law enforcement officers with the authority, in fact, the responsibility, to stop, interrogate, and potentially arrest people on the suspicion of selling or being in the possession of untaxed cigarettes. For example, he noted that Eric Garner, back in 2014, died from a chokehold administered by a New York police officer. What was the reason for the stop? For selling cigarettes without the appropriate tax stamps. A more famous case, George Floyd. He was killed by a Minneapolis police officer after allegedly using a counterfeit bill to buy a pack of menthol cigarettes. He was stopped originally about the cigarettes in the counterfeit bill. He said these bills would create an illicit market for flavored tobacco products, causing minors and young people not only to revert to purchasing, obtaining illegal tobacco products, but would cause the police the responsibility to enforce these laws if they're passed. So, you got good doers basically wanting to eliminate children, minors, from having access to tobacco products, nicotine. You've got law enforcement groups saying we don't need to be harassing people over your bills. Finally, the organization said thousands of products deliver massive doses of nicotine. It's time for the lawmakers in Lansing to stand up for Michigan kids. Well, it's going to be interesting whether or not the Democrats ram this through now that law enforcement has come out against it. And it's kind of interesting. This is the Black Caucus of law enforcement. These are the folks that are basically going to have to be enforcing this in Detroit, Flint, other predominant black communities in our state of Michigan. And they're against it. So we'll see where this goes. Again, want to remind you, 2 weeks and a day before Christmas Day, please text me any of our sponsors that you would like information on for gift certificates or discounts. MyPillow, text me MP. Curtis Gunsmithing, text me Guns. I'll send you their information. Iron Pig, just text me Pig, and I'll send you the information to get gift certificates online. Make Christmas shopping very easy for yourself this year, especially in light of the snowstorm that is coming. According to the National Weather Service, it's going to start at 7 p.m. tonight and go through 7 p.m. on Thursday. We're looking at possibly 6 to 12 inches. So, again, don't put away the snow shovels. Greatly appreciate you guys. We're going to have Dr. Jeff on in the morning. If you have any questions for Ask the Vet, make sure you text them to me at 9 o'clock first thing tomorrow morning. We'll have him on from 9:15 to 9:30. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have an absolutely terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
FM WCHY Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. On the job every day.